Mishnah Zayin. Here, Ikra Tufel again. It's your case that you brought up. So again, remember Ikra Tufel. If you are eating something that's Ikra, it's Poter, it's the Tufel. If you're eating a primary food, and it has something that just comes with it to make it edible or to serve it, then you make a blessing on the main food and not on the secondary food, the adjunct food. So the extreme case is here in the Mishnah. Hevi lefanav maliach b'tchila. They brought before him something salty. What's called salty fish, herring. And b'tchila first. So let's say that was the... Whatever b'tchila is coming exactly to address, that means that's the primary thing. He wants to eat salty herring. Upas imo, and pas came with it, either like as a cracker, like to put it down your throat, or the pas, it was first, and then to wash down the salty thing, you had a piece of bread. Mavarach ala maliach, you make a bracha shehakol on the salty food. Upotras and pas, and that will make it, you won't say any bracha on the bread, because the bread is pretty functional. Okay? Well, Allah, we don't do this, just so you should know. And the Gemara and the Rosh Hashanah want to go to a very strange case where you basically were full first. You were full first, ate lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of fruit, and they're really sweet, and therefore to cut the taste of sweet, you ate something really salty. Now you have to cut the taste of the salt, but you're really full, so the bracha on the, you don't make a bracha on the bread because it's not filling you up. Okay. So to deal with the problem of bread itself never being tuffel, they come to that very strange kind of case. But the principle outside of bread is certainly true, that if something's coming to just to support the food or make it edible, it doesn't get a separate bracha unless you're eating it and it's independent for its own, you want it. That is going to deal with your question of like the salt, or your question of the... I'll give you a simple illustration of the halacha. I'm sure there are people who argue with this and me, but I have who to hide behind. So if you eat an ice cream on a cone, do you make a bracha on the cone? So if you ask me, you'll find people on all sides of the spectrum, I'm sure. If you ask me, it depends. If it's those horrible styrofoam cones that you know you get, that you give your kids because they're cheap, no bracha, because it's just a handle. Just a handle, right? But if you go to the fancy ice cream parlor that have the sugar cones, you know, and they're yummy on their own right, and they're chocolate dipped, the whole nine yards, so it needs a separate mazonos. That's how I'm going to be mugged here, the difference. Do you understand? Like, because you want the cone. As opposed to, like, what are you going to do with it? You can't find a rosh and you just eat the silly thing. No bracha, because it's just a handle. Things for sure, I give it just a clear example. You eat a bowl of cereal, and there's a chocolate, better yet, you know what it calls, cocoa pop cereal. And I know you want the chocolate at the end, chocolate milk at the end. So you finished all the Rice Krispies, the chocolate Rice Krispies, and now you have chocolate milk at the bottom. So there, you won't say bracha on the chocolate milk, because it was just there, happened to be. And the bracha, it's a pack, when you made a bracha on the Rice Krispies, it was like, it was a package. What's left over, you eat. So that will be a clear example. Okay? What's going to be if you put it in a cup and save it for later? Right? Okay. So, okay. Zeha klal. Now the Mishnah is zeha klal. This is the principle. Kol shu ikar, if something is primary, v'imo tfela, and there's like a secondary thing coming with it, v'varach ala ikar, you make a brach on the primary thing, a poter sa tfela, and then the tafel is covered. They ask the question, usually when it's a zeha klal in the Mishnah, there's always something lurking they're not mentioning. It's not pashut anything here is lurking, by the way. Yeah, they discuss why and what, but I want to push forward because the pashut is there's nothing lurking. You're just saying a simple principle, so you should know. Okay. Now.